My name is Grace Mukasa. I work with the African Medical and Research Foundation, AMREF. I'm the head of programs and advocacy in the UK. Music is one of the many ways through which communities communicate and think about development. It's a very important development tool, and having a discussion like this really helps us as AMREF to think through what we are doing with the communities, how we can improve on our practice, and how we can really involve communities on something they are already doing, but maybe focus better on how to achieve our objectives for development in Katine.
And tell me about music in Uganda. What kind of a role does music play in society in Uganda?
Oh, music plays very many roles. One, it's one of the main medium through which cultural norms, behavior and practices are transferred from one generation to another. It's a huge mobilizing tool for communities to do communal development. It's very good at being used to socialize children, more or less telling them this is what society expects you to, how to behave as a girl, as a boy, as a citizen of the country. However, development workers also use it very, very much in order to reach out to people who are normally excluded from mainstream development: women, people with disabilities, people with HIV and AIDS, people who are living in conflict situations. So music is one way to mobilize them, to share their very intimate experiences and open up space to discuss and really think of future solutions. So it's a very good tool for psychosocial rehabilitation. It's a good tool for sharing and feeling supported. And it's a very good tool for opening up people to really air out their expectations and hopes.
And Uganda at the moment's got a big policy of decentralisation, of trying to kind of engage everybody in local government and in participation. Do you think that music is a way that you can also get people engaging with their right to basic services, and can it be used as a political tool as well at community level?
Yeah, actually it has already been happening. It's a natural tool. People know, you will realise when you go to Uganda, normally people will welcome you, but the important thing is to listen to the messages. Many times they say, thank you for this good policy, we are missing this, but also this policy is bad for us, can you change it? And you find that during election processes, a lot of music is really spontaneously developed to send out key messages, and listening to it really shows you what people expect from their governance and their leadership. On the other hand, development groups like women groups or groups of people living with HIV and AIDS also use it to communicate with their local governments, to tell them these are the issues we have. And the important thing normally is that these are people normally who fear a backlash, who live in isolation, but when they come together, they sing together, they dance, and that anonymity provides a very safe place for them to tell their leadership that things are not okay, and we are also human beings, we need the right to health, the right to water, the right to education, and we need to be protected, for example, from domestic violence.
Okay. Obviously, Uganda is a post-conflict country, and
yeah,
it's weathered decades of terrible problems with conflict.
Yeah.
Do you think that music in Uganda is used as a tool to help people recover from the trauma of war, to kind of heal rifts that might still be in existence within the country?
Yeah, I think Uganda is really a highly traumatized country, and the music is one way of bridging the gaps between the different ethnic groups. Think of the trauma that has happened to different groups, share very bad experiences, but also the things that bring us together as human beings, as Ugandans, as nationals. So I think through music you are able to connect with the your traditions, the values and cultures, which really enable you to think about different ways of living together, alternative ways, and also to think through what are the impacts of conflict on people. And that way, you are able to start thinking, we should not allow this to happen again.